What happens when a rare wren, some Judas goats, and a longtime computer programmer collide? John McRae might never have known if it hadn't been for the intervention of ridiculous destiny. This is his Life in 500 Words.
Rodney and I met, as men and goats sometimes do, in circumstances neither of us could have foreseen. Having said that, long journeys cross many paths, and no moment is too ridiculous for destiny, especially mine. Just 2 years earlier, I'd been cycling through the Kimberley when I met two young scientists studying a wren under a bridge. Now that was a moment of ridiculous destiny. I was hiding from my life, doing the annual mega holiday to escape. This one was a transcontinental bike ride to be followed by a south to north Kokoda track walk. I was a 40-year-old computer programmer who spent his days staring at screens and hating every pixel. The 10,000 emails of the apocalypse, the castrating code and infinite loops, the soul-destroying, power-pointless meetings, programming or being programmed, alive or dead, I was never quite sure. The only certainty was that each day I had more fears and fewer dreams. The algorithm of life was crushing me. Mega holidays were about switching myself off and on again and hoping that'd reset my soul. It never did. But meeting these two scientists and seeing the work they did was a revelation. They had great jobs that mattered, jobs that took them to wild places to do important research that just might save a species. Imagine that. I always knew such jobs existed, but was pretty sure at 40 my die was cast. I was no Attenborough, no Fosse, and certainly no Steve Irwin. I was a geek. Besides, big change is a young man's game. But what if? Just imagine. Struth, dare I dream it? Something stirred inside me. Something I thought had perished long ago. It was hard to describe, but it bore a striking resemblance to hope. It was nearly dusk, but there was still time. I ran to the edge of the river and searched the reeds for movement. And bugger me dead, I spotted one. A tiny wren with a purple crown. Night fell as I walked slowly under the stars and wondered. It was a classic dead poet's moment. Carpe diem or be damned. Within 18 months of that night under those stars, I had a master's degree in environmental science. I'd quit my old job and was employed hunting Judas goats on an island in the Southern Ocean. And so it came to pass. Rodney and I, face to face on the edge of a cliff, on the edge of an island. The ocean roared. The goat fled. The die was shattered. A few weeks later, I saw an ad in the paper. Rangers wanted. I knew they wanted me. That was more than a decade ago, and the journey from wren to ranger still feels like it was always my ridiculous destiny.
That's John McRae, who's now living the life he always dreamed of but didn't dare imagine could be his. And John's story was produced by Michael McKenzie. Now, we have a few more stories from you about winging it, but just a heads up, there's a new theme for Life in 500 Words in 2020, and we'd love you to start sending us your stories now. The theme is making waves, whether it's in your personal life, the workplace, socially, or even politically. What have you done that's caught people's attention and changed the usual way of doing things? Just record your making waves story into your mobile phone and email it to us at Life Matters. You can find all the details by clicking on Life in 500 Words on the right-hand side of our homepage. You're on RN.